praise.
Come on and shout.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Oh, Yahweh. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Abba. Hallelujah.
When we come before you, our Abba, bring unto you the highest praises. As we esteem your name above Hashemiah, we do pray that your Ruah, your Spirit, will be poured out in a mighty way today, that the simplicity of your truth will be made known unto Israel. We pray that you will bless your manservant, that he will speak with great clarity and understanding. Not as one having the skills of an orator, one that has the Ruah of Yah, that he is filled with your Spirit. He may speak unto Israel, that the ears and the eyes of Israel may be opened. For mighty is Almighty Yahweh. Your name is the most excellent name upon the face of the earth. For in the power, the revelation of that name, we find your Yahshak, Yahshua, the Tikvah, the hope, Israel. Yahshua is the splendor of our Abba. Yahshua is the mercy of our Abba, the Ahava, the kindness. All that we need, we find in Yahshua. For that revelation truth and the power of the life of Torah, your law, your discipline, your guidance, your limitations, your statutes. For they have been imparted and refreshed by Yahshua, and the life of that burns down in Israel. So it's a great delight, our Abba, to keep this Shabbat, to remember it, and to come before your presence. Alevim, rejoice collectively. Touch everyone that is listening today by the live stream. May the words burn deep and richly in them. We ask all this in Yahshua's mighty name. We trust you, Yah. For we know that you hear our cries. For we are the Siddiq of Yah, the righteous, purchased possession by Yahshua HaMashiach. We shall rejoice in that. Israel cried, hallelujah. 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 Look to your neighbor and say, my friend, may Yahshua, the power of Yahweh, rise in you today. Shalom. May Abba rock you all. You may be seated. What a tremendous and wonderful delight Yah grants unto Israel again. We may come before his presence. Now I do believe that when I come in the power, and that is the strength of his name, and the purpose of his name permeates richly in me. When I come in the strength and the power of that name, then Yahweh is in the midst of the gathering. Because we come to give obedience or obedience unto that name, and to worship him in his name. His name is the most excellent attribute of his character. For his name express who he is and what he is. And it is important for Israel, and that are they that have been called and elected of Yah, and they shall prevail against the powers of darkness that are working in this hour. For the forces of hell have gone forth to deceive the minds of the masses, and to draw them away from the excellence and the splendor of the word of Yah. That's why there are so many today that are deceived. They're drawn by their traditions. They're drawn by their religious practices that never produces the power of Almighty Yah in the midst. He called Israel. He set them apart even among the nations that were heathens, that the power of his name and the power of his might may be known or attributed to that name or the one that they call upon. This is a generation and a people that is very religious, but they have no power of the Torah, the truth of Yah in them. That is why Yah says unto Israel, my call, my elect possession, I will do a new thing. I will renew my breath with Israel, my covenant. For I shall send my Hamashiach, Yeshua, and that Torah that I've written in the lap of Israel, it shall be made alive. And there will be no burden upon Israel to keep my mitzvah, to do what I command you, to keep my statutes, my ordinance. It is not a burdensome thing, but it caused Israel to delight. The thing that always happens to Israel is that we are a people that forgot the tov of the mercies of Yah. We find ourselves regressing back to those things that had captivated us, brought us under the bondage of the power of this world, whereby there is no liberty to truly worship Him, to acknowledge Him, and to call upon Him out of a pure love. For the love is corrupt the heart of man. It is deceitful. It is desperately wicked, and only Yahweh can know it. And that is why He sends the Nabi, the prophet, to speak unto the house, to warn them, and to inform them. For He is not someone that is distant, that He cannot see. His eyes are not shut, that He does not see. His ears are not shut or closed, that He cannot hear the stench and the foulness of this generation that continued to sputter this vileness from the midst of their own hearts before the Great One that created all things. And the same thing permeated in Israel as He brought them through great perils of darkness, as He delivered them from the crutches of their oppressors, that they were bound and they were taken under the yoke and the burdens of the oppressors, as we are. The burdens of our flesh oppresses us. The drive and the lust of it seduces us. The will of this corrupt mind keeps us in bondage. Whereby there is no liberation to serve Yah, where the power of the Ruah of Yah is. The man shall know that he has the Ruah of Yah, the Spirit, because the life and the power of Yeshua is alive and it is real. And when the power of that Ruah is present, then that man has freedom, he has the liberty, he has the will and the perseverance to understand what Yah commands unto Israel. This generation does not want to know. Yah is not speaking to the masses. He's speaking to His house that He has called. He has spoken until He is weary with speaking to His house. For His bayat is filled with every kind of vile wickedness that is unimaginable unto man. And the thoughts are not coming from His own intuition or His own wisdom. They'll be conjured up by the powers of hell. By the spirits of darkness, Shaitan is playing an intricate parts in religion today. That's why we must have that which is written in us, the Torah of Yah. We must draw from the power that well. Yeshua is the one that makes sure that Torah, the law, the righteousness of Yah is refreshed in us every day. It must be, and it has to be. I want to impart a simple truth today unto us. We may understand the seriousness, the severity of the one that created all things. Now, we can be religious hypo all we want to. We can get hype in our religious ceremonies, in our frantic emotions, but it never produces the power of Yah. Never. Israel and all their celebrations, it never produced the power of Yah. Only we will raise up the Nabi of the Shoftim, the judges, to bring them into direct judgment of the things that they had done. And only when they realized that their sins were multimental and there was a true repentance, only did Yah deal with that house. I want to begin reading in the book of Jeremiah. There's something very valuable here. that I want to show us today. And I pray that the leading of the Ruah of Yah will inform us that we may understand His truth. I want to read different verses of Scripture because there is one particular part that I want to get to. Yahweh says here, He says in Jeremiah chapter 2, verse 7. And I brought you into a plentiful country, a land that there were much, to eat the fruit thereof, and the tongue thereof. But when you entered in, you defiled my land, and made my heritage an abomination. Yah said, I brought you into a wide place, whereby my Ruah dwelt. It had been purged by the fire of my word, my presence. When I brought Israel into that place, you began to commit these horrendous abominations. And that is what we have allowed our minds to do in this religious practice of tradition. He said, you defiled the land. You made it uninhabitable. Nothing could dwell there. He said, your Kohen, your priests, your leaders said nothing. They did not repudiate you. They did not warn you of your sins and your vileness. He says, where is Yahweh? They did not say, where is Almighty Yah? And they that handled the Torah, they knew not me. What an indictment. Those that said that they knew the Torah of Yah, he said, they did not know me. They had no understanding of whom I am. They did not understand the specifics of the Torah. They did not know Almighty Yahweh. Jeremiah 2 and verse 8. And they handled the law, knew me not, he says, and the Rahab, the pastors, they also transgress against me. We understand that transgression. When one transgress, we know that one is in sin. For sin is the transgression of the Torah of Almighty Yah. He said they transgressed against me, and this is profound here, and the prophets or the Nabi, they prophesy by Baal, by lords, and the lords, of Baal, they prophesy. We have that same institution today, that the Baptists, they prophesy by the Lord of the Baptists, the Methodists, the Lord of the Methodists, the Pentecostal, the Lord of the Pentecostal. Those that call themselves holiness, the Lord of the holiness movement. They all serve their different Baals. He said, and they prophesied lies by Baal. A greed and a lust permeated in the midst of the people. Lot. He says, and they walk after things that do not profit. This generation is one is wholesale, soul and to the things that do not profit. The house of Yisrael, their minds are detoured from the enlightenment of the power of truth that brings them into the presence of Almighty Yahweh, that they can bring an oblation of truth before Him and a praise that will cause the heavens to be moved. And they walk after things that will not profit them at all. It never produced the gladness or the joy, the strength of Yah in them, but it produces this vile odor, a stench that is vile. It never produces the enriched power of Almighty Yahweh. This generation is wholeheartedly turned unto the Baals of the world. They serve their lords, and they do it with great passion. When it comes to Yah, they denounce Him, and they reject His truth, and they will not adhere to Him. In verse 13 of the same chapter, he says, for my people have committed two evils. They have forsaken the fountain of the living water. They have forsaken the fountain whereby the life of Yah flows. Yahshua commanded that I came in my Abba's name. He did not come in the name of Baal. He came in the power and the strength of his Abba. He came in the same name as his Abba.
For they have forsaken the living water, or the truth that flows from Israel. They have forsaken the Torah, the Mitzvah of Yah. They have denounced it. You can have no salvation without Torah. Yeshua said to the rich young ruler, what does the Torah teach? And he replied what Torah said. There is no part of salvation outside of the Torah. Not this damnable law that has been taught in this foul thing of Baal called Christendom or whatever form of religion. There's only one way unto Yah. And the Torah teaches that. That's why the Nabi, the prophets, and the Shoftim, the judges, they will always bring Israel back into the light when they will go astray. You cannot have salvation outside of the Torah. Yeshua came to show us the power of the saving might of Torah. Ramad obeys Yah, that there's a deliverance there. That's what he came to exemplify. He did not come with some new word. He came with the word from the beginning. For he is the living word of Yah. For this generation is committing the evils of darkness. He said they have hewn themselves out cisterns, their religious practices, their God worship, their Baal worship. They have hewn them out cisterns, broken cisterns that cannot hold no water. Their religious order never holds the power of Yah. It cannot sustain the living water. Brothers and sisters, we must drink from the cistern, the living water of the fountain of life. You cannot drink from this pseudo fountain. It causes all kinds of diseases. That's why in this religious world, we are a diseased people. We are sickly, our minds are sickly, our thoughts, our minds are corrupt, our thoughts are because you're trying to drink out of a system that is polluted and vile. So everyone has hewn out their own system. And the systems today, they all believe in, quote, God, unquote. And they all have their, quote, faith, unquote. They have their God, and every man has his faith. And his faith is his faith. That's a lie from the gutters of hell. There is only one measure of emunah, faith, and Yah has given that unto man, that he may understand the excellence of his power, and the might of his kingdom, and the authority of his mighty works. They've hewn out them cisterns, water that cannot hold water at all. They have no ability to hold the truth. They do not have the will to walk in the truth, nor do they have the desire of the perseverance to walk in the truth. So he commands them in chapter 4. He commands the men of Yehuda, verse 3. This is what Yah commands unto Yehuda and Jerusalem. He tells them to break up the fallow ground and sow not among thorns. When the word of Yah is sown among thorns, it is choked out. When you kick against the brick of Yah, when those kick against the validity of the word of Yah, and they trade it off for religious traditions, that is why he was dealing with Yisrael, Yehuda, the tribes of Yisrael, for they had gone into an apostate, dismal condition. 40 years! This prophet prophesied to a people and warned them against the captivity of hell at Babylon. And they did not hear, nor would they hear. This is a generation that will not shemak. It cannot perceive that Yah speaks unto this generation because their love has become so hardened. They are hardened against Yahweh. This is a generation that becomes very perturbed against him. They do not like to be moved out of their little religious norms. They don't want their religious practices to be uprooted. Show me the way of the truth, Yah. Teach me how to go in and out before you. And I will not trade that off for the religious folly of the world like Solomon did. Show me how to present myself unto you, Yah. Show me how to bring the aura of worship unto you. I want to know that. He says, break up your hardened callousness, your unwillingness to see what Scripture says, and to walk in a religious way that has been based upon traditions of men that are corrupt and vile, that are full of sedition and hell. And I want you to base your walk upon what I command, what Yahshua has instructed you in. He tells us to circumcise yourself unto Yahweh. And take away the foreskin of your lev, you men of Yehuda, and you inhabitants of Jerusalem. He said, unless my fury come forth like a fire and burn that none can quench, stop it, prevent it, because of the evil of your doings, because of the wickedness and the wrath, the vile idolatry, the wickedness of your greed, your systems are broken. Your economy has no power. Your religious leaders are vile and sumptuous, greedy dogs. They cannot have enough. They're not satisfied with bread and water. They're vile men, and they bring you into that bondage because they're blind guides leading the blind. When a man's eyes are not open unto the light and the power of the Torah, he can only lead you in religious superstitionality. He has no power of truth in him. And what is produced out of that is traditions of men. And our walk with Yah is based upon tradition of men. Our walk with Yah is based upon his statutes, his chukah. Not on the tradition of man. He has shown us in his statutes how to walk. He has shown us how to walk before him and to present ourselves unto him. That has not changed. Yahshua did not denounce that. He came to show us the power of it, and the relevance of it, the strength and the beauty what it will produce, and what tikvah, what hope we have in it. It is the lively power of Almighty Yah. Every word he speaks unto us is produced the power of his presence. And because of our evil doings, we have turned our minds away from it. We have been drawn to systems that will not give us water. We are people that are wandering in a dry land, trying to find a cup of water, but there is no water to drink. Why? Because we resist the pure cup. We will not bow down and humble ourselves and say that our own lamb deceived me. Yah. For our love will deceive us. We better tell the Yah that we're not bewitched. We're not taken under this witchcraft spirit of today, whereby when one hear the Torah of Yah, they cannot obey it. Oh, foolish Galatia, who have bewitched you, that you should not obey the Torah, the truth of Yah. We know that the Torah of Yah is the truth. There is no other truth. What truth could Yahshua come in? Because he is the power of that truth of Yah. He is the life of it. He cannot establish some of the doctrine. He had to establish the disciplines of the Torah. This damnable tradition that takes place today, that denounces the power of his Torah, Todayah, for revelation of the simplicity of his Torah. For in that we find the power and the strength to persevere, because Yahshua witnessed the Ruah of Yahshua, the Ruah of the Spirit. Witness that the Torah is the truth. He came not to destroy the Navi of the Torah, but came to make it known unto us, that we may understand the power of the Torah, and that the power of the Torah may burn deeply in us. He says in verse 22 of the same chapter, then I want to move into the area that I want to express unto you. He says here, in verse 22, he said, my people are foolish. They have not known me. They are sharpish. There are people that are full of ignorance. There's no knowledge of my power in them. They are sharpish children. They have no understanding. They are wise to do evil. But to do Tov, they have no knowledge. They have no understanding of the strength of the Tzedekah of Yah. And he declares unto us that his Tzedekah is from everlasting to everlasting. And that his Torah, his government, his mandates unto us, what he instructs us in, his mitzvah that governs our lives totally, for that is the fullness of my identity. That is my purpose. That is my lev. When a parent gives instructions to a child as they grow, it is just not for that moment, but that instruction will take them through the duration of life. And so the Torah given unto us that when Yahshua or the power of this life is revealed, it has no more authority. Which one of the mitzvah are fine to do? Can we commit adultery? Can we steal? And yet his name is denounced among this heathenish generation. And the power of that name is ostracized. And he said, do not take my name in vain. When one does so, they will not be held guiltless. When a man hear the truth, you cannot harden your heart. You cannot resist that. You must hear it. You must allow the word of Yah to plow the fallow ground, the hardened ground that has been packed down and overpacked with traditions and the rudiments of men. They never produce anything. Never produce any seed at all. It is the Torah. It is the life of Torah. Yahshua brings the seed of Torah alive. And they will not, or the Torah of Yah, his ordinance, his government is not a burden unto us. It is our own corruption, our own corrupt nature that burdens us down. You're not oppressed because you're pleasing Yah. You oppress because you have gone away from the living truth. That's why you oppress. It's not because you are adhering to what he commands you. You have turned away. You have gone astray. And you have walked away. Scripture says in Jeremiah, I want to start in verse 1 of chapter 5. He commands Jeremiah, he tells him, I want you to run to and fro in the streets of Jerusalem, and see now and know and seek in the broad place thereof, if you can find a man. How astonishing is this. If you can find a man, if there be any that execute mishpatim, that is faithful and seek the Torah, the truth, he said, I will pardon the city. You find one man that sincerely established the mishpatim, the judgment of Yah. He said, I will spare the place. There must be a man in this hour. And that man must be the living truth of Yah, Yahshua. For the only reason that Israel is spared, when Yah looks, he sees the life of a man in us. The one that will not shade judgment. For the Ruah of Yah, it will reprove our sinful ways. What is sin when you defy the Torah? You will not keep the Shabbat of Yah when you will denounce his name. That is what the man does. That is why Yahweh had to send the man. He said, look for a man. He couldn't find one. And the city was not spared. For he sent the warriors from the north country to overtake Jerusalem. And that is what he is doing today, my friends. We have allowed this northern hemisphere of our minds to control us. And the reason why? Because we don't have the mind of Yahshua. It is the seed of your emotions and your folly and your triviality and your juvenileness. There's a battle that is set ahead. You can fight all you want to. And give up the water. It's one thing in battle that is more important than food. It is the water. It is the water. You need the water. And you need to drink from the living system of Yahweh. Yahshua is the system. He said, if you find a man, I will pardon the place. And though they say Yahweh lives, surely, surely, they swear. They speak it with lies. They're false. Oh, I know y'all, you're false. He said they swear falsely. They speak with lies, with abandonment. Because when a man says, surely Yah lives, his left, his heart is set to please him. When Yah, by the power of his judgment, mishpah, when he judges a man, and he sees the mercies of Yah, he's broken. There's a humility. He falls. His love is filled with gladness that this one that has made me, that he has shown enough attention to correct me. He said, they say, surely he lives. He said, but they declare with a tongue that is full of lies. They declare it falsely. They don't know me. O Yahweh, are not your eyes upon the Torah, the truth? He watches over his Torah, brothers and sisters. He watched over Yahshua. He is the living Torah. That's what he is. He's the power of the Torah. That's why Yah said he's going to put his Torah in the level of Yisrael. He's going to put it in the level of the upper parts. Yahshua dwells in us. The power that with is well in us. And only those that have the true Torah in them, they have the life of Yahshua in them. If they don't have that, they're not Yisrael. I don't give a damn what they say. I don't care how they practice their religion. I don't care how they dress up in their aura and their religious formats and their piety. It doesn't mean nothing to you. To take Hamashiach as though that he means nothing and he has no value. This is a damn generation. Yah's going to damn it. Is that a mighty work? Is that a wonderful work? Yisrael, he's going to finish it too. Oh, Yahweh. Is not your eyes upon the Torah the truth? The Emet. His Torah is the truth. You have stricken them. You have beaten them down. You have caused every kind of sickness to overtake them. But they have not grieved. They are not sorrowful. There's no repentance. They're not grieved. There's no repentance, no teshuvah in them. What? My. Can you imagine one that the body is wretched with disease, and yet they will not grieve it? They're not sorrowful. They're arrogant. They're haughty. Full of pride. As a creature beyond comprehension. He said, yet they're not grieved. They're not sorrowful. He said, you have consumed them. You've caused them to pine away, but they have refused to receive correction. This generation, it refuses the correction of Yah. You reject that. I refuse that. I'm going to walk in my religious way. In hell, you're going to lift your eyes too. You're not going to reject the truth of Yah. You think you're going to continue pandering in your ways? You should not get that in the fire of Yah. We sit down from Hashemayim. When he comes again, is he going to destroy by the water? By the fire. By the fire of his word. He's going to speak his word. I told you and you defied me. For the standard is Yahshua. And you did not receive the instruction. And the fire of his vengeance is going to purge this olam. It's going to cleanse it. Hallelujah. That's why we better allow the fire of his truth to purge us. To get down into every little hidden nugget and cranny. And search out that little thing that causes you to be vile. That leaven. Yet they refuse to receive correction. He says they have made their faces harder than a rock. They have refused to return unto the Torah, the truth. They will not return. This generation will not return. I was reading this morning in the living section of the Charlotte Observer how that 89% of Americans say they are Christians. I have no problem with that. Not only that, about 49% believe that, quote, Jesus, JC, the Christ, he sinned. And the other percentage do not know or do not even understand. About 80 some percent of them in the last week have prayed. And they prayed unto Baal. Yah is not hearing the cries of this wicked, abominable generation. He is only in the cries and the prayers of those that worship Him in Ruah, and in the power of Torah. Yeshua did not come tell us that we are sinning because we are drinking or smoking. He told us we are sinning against Yah, who He transgressed the Torah. And so the traditions say, well, if you smoke, you're going to hell. No, you're going to die early. That's for sure. That's not going to send a man to hell. He's going to die. What's going to destroy man that he is separated from Yah is because he will not keep the truth of Yah. And His truth is the Torah. It is not some religious traditional practice. It is not that. You will not be healthy now if you do that. You will not. At all. So they harden themselves. They become enamored in their own wickedness and their sin. Now all of this Yahweh is warning them. He raises up a Nabi, a man of tenderness. Yet Yah spoke unto him and said, declare this unto Israel and the house of Yehudah. Tell them, these are my instructions. And do not consider their looks, their attitudes. You declare it with the boldness and with the power that they shall see will be exercised according to your words. For I have sent these words unto Israel, and the book is sent on to Israel. Everything is written is for an example unto us. We are fools. He said, my people are selfish. They know not the way. They don't know how to do tov right. But we know how to do evil. We know how to practice evil. We're full of that. When it comes to the tough things, we're not very capable of doing that. That's why we need the life of Torah in us. And that is what Yahshua does. Not the religious whorehouses. Not the religious emotions. Produces nothing. It's only the power of the living Torah that produces what Yah intends to come out of man. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Verse 4, he says, therefore I said, Yah says, I said this, surely these are poor. They are foolish. Yahweh says, surely I declare their stature and their status. They are poor people. They have not the Ruah of Yah, and they are foolish. For they know not the way of Yahweh, nor the Mishpatim, the judgment of Yahweh. We don't know the way of Yah. For Yahshua is the way. He is the truth, the Emet. He is the light of Yah. And this generation doesn't know Him. They know a religious figment. They know a religious image in their minds that have been based upon these vile rendition of a wicked, damnable mindset. And so that is what's depicted in them. The power of Yah lies from hell. He said, they don't know the way. They don't know the way. For all the ways of a man, they seem pure, don't they? Your ways seem right. But Yah, He ponders. He weighs the Ruah. There's a way that seems right unto man, but it leads to death. It's a way of destruction. And this religious way today is a way of death, my friends. What death? There's a separation between man and Yah. That they don't love Yah. They know it is the truth. I hear men try to argue against His name and say, I know that's His name, but that's a fool. Sure, that's His name, but this is sufficient. Lies from hell. There's only one name that is sufficient. That is the name of Yahweh. Nor the name, nor the superlative, nor the title, only His name. They know not the way of Yahweh. They're foolish and they do not know judgment. Do you not understand that that is our strength of salvation, judgment? Correct me, Yah, in thy judgment and not in thy anger. Unless you bring me to nothing. And this is his way of correcting you. That is why he always has shocked him. Judges to judge Israel. That is why he always had the Nabi, the prophet, the prophets to bring judgment. And show me one Nabi in the book did not bring judgment. Show me one in the book did not repudiate Israel. Show me one that did not expose their damnable wicked ways. Did not uproot them. Did not tear down their idols, Baal, and their high places. Show me one. Every last one of them reproved them. Every last one of them exposed their nakedness and showed them the corruption of their wickedness. We don't want men like that today. We don't want men to show us our ways and make them plain unto us. We want blind dogs that are greedy dogs because we are greedy dogs. And a greedy dog will fight another greedy dog. And when the greedy dog says something to you don't like, you will quarrel at him, and he knows it too. Or that Jezebel that calls herself some leader of Yah's people. I will, told her. And so you will rise like dogs, and you will gnaw at one another. They know not the way of Yah. They know not judgment. Yahweh says this, I will get me, I will speak, as he informed Jeremiah, to the great men. I will speak to them, for they have known the way of Yahweh, and the judgment, the mishpatim of Yahweh, but these have altogether broken the yoke and burst the bands. Now that is what this generation has done. It has broken the yoke. How much you say his yoke is easy? And his burden is like this generation is oppressed. Their homes are a dismal, abominable hell shackle. Every kind of vile sin that defiles the Torah. The spirit of adultery and fornication. The unclean spirit. Don't tell me that Yah's in that damnable place. That's why he removed himself from Israel. When their abominable deeds and their idolatry, it reached the pinnacle, the height of his nostrils. He turned from them. He rejected them. This generation he has forsaken. And he has rejected this generation. That's why it's going the way it's going. There's nothing that's sound. I don't care what you say. Whether it's your sons, your daughters, your kinsmen, that they have no heart for you. They have a reason for that which is wicked and greedy and lustful. And that's what they want to talk about. They want to talk about the profoundness of the utterance of Jeremiah. And Yah says, my people are stupid. Your hearts are hardened. Your minds are encapsulated by this lust and the thorns. If you hear the word of Yah, you kick against the prick. We need a great man today. You better look at your brother, sister, and find the Hamashiach in them. You better look at the mirror and find, because he speaks what Yah commands. He said, the words that I speak, they're not mine, but they're him that sent me. It's not something that I imagine. This is not something that I have conjured up or through some philosophy or ideologue. I brought you a way that is separate from the power and the direction of Yah. I bring you to the fullness of Torah and the power of Torah. That's what he did. That's what he did. No man is going to reject that. I don't care what your emotions are or what your emotion is for him or she. No one is going to reject that. Enter into the presence of Yah. No man is going to reject the truth of Yah and not suffer for that. We will see in scripture they suffered greatly and mightily. We better know this one that calls himself Yahweh. It is a terrible thing. It is a severe thing to fall in the hand of the living Abba. They are gods, and I say with no impunity of retribution, every god is a dog, because Satan cannot be one if Yah is one. If the truth of the Torah is hid from you, it's because the God of this world has blinded your mind. Least the power of the might of the truth shine through, and that you may be saved. And this is a superficial idiom that is used today that everybody uses. The Buddhists, the Hindus, every religious form, the Muslims, they all. He said, I want you to declare who I am. You declare my name.
That's why I don't want you to take it in vain to say it's not relevant. It's the most important thing of His Word. And they would say in the older days, my word is my bond, for my name represent what I say. And if I tell you I will have your bushel of corn on next week, if it costs me to crawl there with a broken leg, I'm going to have a bushel of corn. Because their word identified their character or the character of their name. We can trust old Randy Horn because his word is as gold. And the word of Yah is as pure gold. Tried by the fire furnace. No dross could be found in it. Hallelujah. It is like silver tried 7 times. Hallelujah. And that's why the servants of Yah take refuge in the word. Not in daddy's mama's tradition. I don't care what we have learned. We come to the power of truth. We give our minds over unto truth. And this truth is not difficult to understand. It is only when we allow the word of Yah to plow us, cut us, and to tear down the walls and the partitions that have been built up by our idolatry and our traditions and mama's ways and daddy's ways and religion's ways, and allow the truth of Yah to shine. And once we allow that truth and those old coverings of our life to be torn back, all of a sudden the Torah begins to shine. And you began to find the light of HaMashiach. And when that light of HaMashiach began to resonate that truth and draw from the power of that truth, you began to find the actions of Yah flowing from us. It's our tradition that I made void the truth of Torah for money, yeah? The Baptist tradition make void the Torah. The Methodist, the Pentecost, it denounces the Torah of Yah. Yet these dogs will go to the book and find what they call the blessings and the riches. Can I tell you something? Everything in the book is they're the riches of Yah. Can I tell you a great riches that we have and we don't realize it? We murmur and complain so much childlike we don't realize it. The afflictions, many other afflictions of the righteous, Yah delivered them out of them all. If you suffer, you're afflicted with Him. You're going to reign with Him. What a great gem, what a great jemul, what a great benefit of Yah. We suffer for Him, we're going to reign. And so this damnable trash today teaches us that the sufferings or the afflictions of not a Yah. Yes, they are. He is chastising us. He's correcting us. We are wayward children that have walked in Bastardama. We have walked backwards. We have turned backwards from Yah. And He's going to take the rod of His Torah to correct us. That's what the Torah did. When a man sinned against the Torah, it was the Torah that corrected him. Yah has not changed. So man has supplanted that with emotions, feelings. What I fear for Brother Sean, so I won't say that. No, tell Brother Sean his sins. Your cope says, if you're sick, if there's an affliction, then you get the elders and let them pray for you. And your sins, first of all, he deals with that. You transgress in the Torah. Can I ask you a question? I will answer it rhetorically. Yah says to Yisrael, you keep the Torah. You keep my mandate. Not any of these diseases that are on Misarem shall come upon you. Did he lie? He did not lie. He did not lie. Because we walked astray from Yah. We've gone astray from Him. We've gone in our own path, and we all have. Every last one of us, each is guilty. Each of you is guilty of that infraction. Each of you is guilty of that infraction. We have all been guilty of that infraction. And so when Yahweh begins to reveal the truth, then there ought to be a crescendo of Torah to Yah, that He has allowed you to the path and brought you back to the straight and the narrow way. That's what the Torah does. It brings us and keeps us in the straight way. Keeps us in the right disciplines. That's what it does. Yeshua cannot destroy that. He could not. Came to give us the power of it and how significant it would be. Above all things in this time. Above all. In this time. In this time. He said, I will find me a great man. I will look for the great man because they know the way. They understand the judgment of Yah. They know what it's going to take. And they will not capitulate. Drop down quickly to verse 11. He says this. He says, for the house of the Beit of Yisrael and the house of Yehuda,
He's talking to Israel. No separation. It's the sins, the corruption that have separated. One wants to walk in a religious perfection, and one wants to take the Torah of Yah and say and add to the stipulations of Yah. He commanded him to say unto Yehuda and Israel, he said, the house of you, Yehuda, have dealt very treacherously. Do you all hear that? You know what, when they deal treacherously, that's a deceitful, wicked person. They're evil beyond comprehension. They will smile in your face and destroy you. They will kiss you like Yehuda, and they will betray you like a dog. He said, they have dealt, listen now, treacherously with me, Cynthia. They have dealt wickedly with me. They have not dealt upright. Have we done that? Certainly we have. We have dealt treacherously with Yah. He instructs us, and we began to bemoan that. We began to fight against what he says. He said, they have dealt treacherously, wickedly, despisingly against me. That's how they have dealt with me. They have dealt with me this way, Yah says. Verse 21 of the same chapter. He instructs us. He says, hear now this, O foolish people. Is that is the superlative that he used to express or call us? He said, I want you to hear Shemach. Shemach. Listen, brothers and sisters. He said, I want this to be internalized in you. I want you to understand it to the greatest of depths. I want you to perceive every letter, every character of what I say. I don't want you to omit nothing at all. So he tells them, a fool will not hear. That's why he says to the foolish people, hear. Only a wise man will hear. That's why there are not many wise among us today. Fool will not hear. Fool will not hear instructions. Fool will not hear the counsel of Yah. Fool will not hear the knowledge of Yah. A fool will not do that, but a wise man will. So he instructs them according to their attributes. He says, hear now this, O foolish people. And without understanding heart, your love, it has no understanding. It has no perception of the truth of Yah. Without understanding heart, he said, you have eyes to see not, which have ears and hear not. You have eyes and you cannot see. You have ears and you cannot comprehend the truth of Yah. You have no understanding. Why? You know why they could not see? You know why they could not understand? Can I tell you, will you believe me? If I tell you, will you believe me why they couldn't understand? Will you all believe me? Will you all believe me? Read the first few words of that verse. He says, what? He says, oh, what? He said, hear now this. Who? Who? Said out loud. Foolish. When you're foolish, you cannot understand. That's why the enemy has this generation acting foolish. I was reading, it's one thing I'm going to touch on that I'm going to preach on that soon. This thing that's overtaken this vile thing called Christendom, it is called mime. Where they play it out, they have the painted faces, and they act out what they call scripture. That is one of the most vile, insidious, wicked things upon the face of the earth. It is full of folly. It is of the origin of satanicism. And so all of these whole houses, the T.D. Jakes and the Britney, they're all this miming. They're pantomizing. It is of hell. It is of, it's not of Yah. Yah tells us to hear the Nabi, hear the prophets, hear the men that speak the oracles of Yah. So they don't want to hear it today. It is of hell. It is a spirit. It is a spirit of adulterous idolatry. And these damn dogs like the T.D. Jakes, the creeping dogs like Creplo Dollar, the vile things, they call themselves bishop, the lone dog, long, they're not men of Yah. I said again, I don't miss my words. They're dogs birthed out of hell to secure the tares. That's where they're from. And they're incorporating this damnable trash in what they call their religious practices. All of them are doing it. All of them is a part of their way of entertaining today. Hallelujah. I speak and declare unto you the living Torah of Yah and nothing else. I'm not going to be a clown for a clownish, foolish generation. Yah says, oh foolish people. He said they were fools. You got ears, but you cannot hear. You got eyes, but you don't see the time. You don't understand what is taking place because you are foolish. And a foolish man is always one that is bewitched. Foolish Galatians who have bewitched you that you should not obey the truth. Obey the truth for the Sadiqah, for the righteousness of Yah is from everlasting to everlasting. His word never change. What he speaks of the man never change. You're sure of the power of the Torah fulfill is that the blood or the shedding of blood is for the remission of our sins. And when they offer up the bullocks and the lambs and all, they did it hypocrisily. They did it with hypocrisy. They didn't do it with righteousness. And that perfect lamb of offering, he did it once. And it was the right offering. And Yah was well pleased with that one. He was not pleased with their offerings. He was not pleased with their burnt offerings. That one he was pleased with. He said, that's enough. When he sees our sin, he's reminded of that. That's enough. Hallelujah. He said, that's enough. The order of his services, house, that didn't change. It was just fulfilling Yahshua. Not based upon some rigid stipulations of movement or actions, but it's based on the liberty of the Ruah of Almighty Yahweh. Where the Ruah of Yahweh, there's liberty. And if we get the mind of HaMashiach, we can perform in his bayat the way he intended for us to perform. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. His word has not changed because we are foolish. We're without understanding. We don't have the da'at of Yah. We don't have the knowledge of Yah because we're foolish people. We love folly. We love to do foolish things. He says, fear you not me? Do you not fear me? Do you not yirah? Do you not fear me? Do you not? Yah says this. This generation doesn't fear him. When a man defies his mitzvah, think of many points this up to us all the time. When a man defies that, you don't fear him. Well, preacher, I understand that you shouldn't do this or that or that. But this right here, what? No, that's wrong. No. But when it comes to that, his name, that's all right. When it comes to that, well, that was for those that call themselves the Yadim. No, my friend, this was meant for the Hebrew Israelites. It was meant for the call out one. Those that were the tribe of Yehuda was only 1/12 of Israel. It did not consists of the whole body of Israel. Hallelujah. Everything he says is truth. Even the offerings in their manner, they were truth, but it was just the corruption of man's heart. He will not obey that. So he says to us, he says, I'm going to put it in you. I'm going to put it in you. And to assure you it's in you, Israel, I'm going to send the living power of my truth, Yeshua. And when he enters in, by the Ruah that raised him from the dead, the Spirit is going to raise up that in you that's been dead. That's what he came to seek and to save that. That was lost in you now. Now he's going to bring that to life. He's going to raise it up. And when he raised it up, you're going to rejoice. You're going to know that this is the power of Yah. And it's not by your own perseverance or your own will, but this was the purpose of the plan of our Abba. He said, well, you understand that, you're going to rejoice greatly. Hallelujah. No weapon that formed against you, it's going to prosper. I don't care what it is. Nothing's going to hold you down. If Yah be for you, then who can be against? The whole world can be against you. It means nothing. Hallelujah. That is right, brother Dawid. It is right. He says, fear you not me, says Yah. Well, what that means to just say, I love you. Quote, Lord. It means I respect you. Quote, God. Unquote. Elias. He says this. Fear you not me, saith Yah. He said, will you not tremble? Will you not tremble at my presence? Which have placed the sand of the bounds of the sea by a statute. You see that? By a hook forever. That's what he said. Will you not tremble? You don't understand the might of my power. I place the bounds of the sea, and you will not tremble before me. You vile people of indulgence of great wickedness, you will not fear me. You will not honor my Nabi that I sit before you.
He says, see that you don't fear me. Because you don't tremble. But you transgress against me, you don't tremble. This generation, it has lost the fear of Yah. The fear of Yah, brothers and sisters, you know you transgress willingly against His Torah. When you defy it. And you don't, there's no conscience of that. You've lost the fear of Yah. When you can defy the Torah of Yah without any conscience, any thought of lying and stealing it and doing wrong, and there's no thought of your actions, you know you are vile. I was saying to the brothers the other day, I said to the brothers, and I mean that for all you brothers, that any time a wife removes a man away from the disciplines of Torah, and obeying the Torah forthright, she has taken his strength. Because it's not based upon his physical ability to lift 200 pounds. That's not the strength of a man. It's based upon the authority of his headship. You move a man away from Torah and practicing or walking in the light of Torah. He's a weak man. He supplants your emotions for Torah. He goes against what Yah commands. Because of your emotions, he's not even a man. And I say that to all of you all. Hallelujah. That's why he said, seek and look out for a man. One man. And if I find a man, I'll spare the place. Yeah, please, just raise up one man here in the midst. Or one man we can know that you will spare the place. Just one man. What is the man? The power of his Torah, his truth is in that man. Yahshua is the head of man, isn't he? He's not the head of this wicked, effeminate, faggot generation. One man, he said, I'll spare it. One. Not ten. Not a multitude. Jeremiah, find one. Hear me, my brothers and sisters, even the men of ancient, they did not know the way of Yah. Every kind of vile thing had permeated in Israel. They had set the house to bite of Yah, whereby they were performing their idolatry worship. Molech, Mocham, Tammuz. That's what they had done. The same thing today. Asheroth. Same thing. These whole houses are based upon lust. Greed. The women dress like dogs and whores. The men dress effeminate, faggot looking. Deacon Horn, he preached and taught us a wonderful message. I said, yeah, I wish I'd have recorded that on last night. I wish I could have recorded that such. I said to myself, I wish I can have that on tomorrow. His posture, his demeanor, his vociferousness, his correctness. It was wonderful. I truly. I was so excited. It revived me. Because he brought out some tremendous points. I'll hold on to them because I may preach on one day. But he brought out some very distinguished points that were vital. And even the men that were there, they were like, oh, wow, man, that's wow. It was a light unto them. It was a refreshing truth. And I said, I hope that I can speak with that poise and that correction on tomorrow. I'm a heathen. And so I have to move like a heathen, all right? I get excited about this truth. Not that he wasn't excited, because he was. But it was so poignant and so direct. And so Yah says to this people, will you not tremble at my presence? Will you not understand the might of my power? He says that I have placed the boundary of the sea, of the sand, that it cannot pass. And though the waves they have tossed themselves, yet they cannot prevail. Now, what is this a metaphor of? He has placed the boundaries of our life in the statutes, his hooks, his ordinance. He says, I don't care how you rage and raise hell. You can flop your arm, then you can belly flop. He said, I won't change one word. I'm not turning back nothing. He said, you will lift your eyes up in hell and the hell with you. So he gives us an expression here to let Israel know. He said, I place the bounds of the sea. They cannot. And there's nothing that rages like the sea. And even when the tornadoes, the hurricanes form and the tsunami, they can only go beyond the bounds of the limitations of Yah. So you can raise in your tsunami. You can raise in your erratic emotion. He said, but I'll set my statutes. You cannot go beyond the bounds of my statutes. You must live within the limitations of my government. And once you go beyond that, you become just like what Satan told Eve. You will become a god. Knowing the difference between Tav and Rapha. That's why these whole houses promote that today. You are gods. And Yah didn't tell you that. He says in scripture, are ye not gods? Does the scripture say ye are not gods? Yeah, he meant what he said. Because you think your way is the right way. And the way of Yah, you say, the hell with that. So they are gods. And that's why this whore today, this ill-reputed Jezebel, that's why she promotes that. Oh, don't you know that you are gods? Yeah, you're right. That's because Shaitan is too. Yahweh is, he is the Most High. That's why he said, I'm going to cast you down, Shaitan, you arrogant beast of hell. That's why he's going to bring down the nations of the world. America, this whore. This Jezebel that sputes or spouts every kind of religious harlotry there is, she's coming down. You can bank in it all you want to. Her industries, shallow, they're coming down. Her money doesn't mean nothing today. Men are sold into indentured slave ship, bonded at you. For what? For that which passed away? I want to set my affection on the things that are above. The things that are eternal. I want to labor for the things of the Ruah. Hallelujah. I want to labor for the perfection of His Torah that I will not. That's why, come on brothers and sisters, when Yochanan said that he that sinneth is of the devil, when a man willingly transgress the Torah, he is a defiant dog of Yah. When one says, well, I know that's his name, but you Jezebel out of hell, when he tells you to remember the Shabbat, give it kadosh. You say, well, I know what he said, but you are willingly sinning against Yah. For we know that sin is a transgression of the Torah, of the law, of the Torah, of the government, of the statutes of Yah. When one does that, they are children of hell. Don't repent one time. I may be wore out when I'm finished, but that's all right. Hallelujah. I will eat well. That's all right. When anyone eats a wonderful meal, they always like to go to sleep, right? I will sleep. I will have my shafat afterwards. Shafat. I like that. SHAW-FAT. Shafat. Shafat. So I will have my rest in Him. Hallelujah. He says, even though they cannot prevail, though they roar, they cannot pass it. He says, but this people, my people, they have a revolting and rebellious love. That's not us now. We revolt against Yahweh. He said they have a revolting and rebellious love. It is one that is revolting against Torah, against His truth, and they're rebellious. Now, you will know we're rebellious because rebellion is as the sin of witchcraft. Oh, foolish Galatians, who have bewitched you, you cannot obey the truth. And so when you find a people that is rebellious, when they say that, I know what it says, but I will not do it. We see that with Shaul when the prophet Shamuel told him what to do. He defied the order of Yah. Yah says, because you rejected Yah, rejected His truth, His Torah, I rejected you. He couldn't get back. This generation think, quote, God is love, unquote. Yes, Yah, He is the epitome of a Hamah. But not like this damn trash that what they call love. That is an expression. We don't know the scripture because we don't study them. And when Yah gives us one in the midst or those in the midst that possess some enlightenment of scripture, then we revolt against it. We rebel against it because of that witchcraft mind. The witchcraft spirit will always reject truth. It will always despise Torah. Well, that's my daughter. She's the witch She's a foolish witch. What does my son preach? He's a foolish warlock. Isn't that the spirit that's permeating the world? They have made that woman, Miss Rowlands, a billionaire. And they say, oh, it's nothing. The children, the movies. They give their sons and their daughters over unto it. They love that trash. Because this is the generation that is bewitched. This is a generation that cannot obey the Torah. The whole houses do not promote Torah. Because they have not the written Torah in them, in their inward parts. That is the Brit Milah of Israel, or the cutting of the foreskin, or the circumcision that he has performed. He has to cut through the maze of our corruption, our rebelliousness, and our revolting spirit. Yeshua, when he came and he resurrected the life of Torah. Yahweh's Torah is not abandoned. His government, his laws are not abandoned. Well, Pastor Roberts, I don't believe that. Can I ask you a question? Can you go and kill someone in any state in the United States? Will you not go to prison if you do that? Can you go steal in any state? Are the penalties the same? They never change, do they? Neither do the Torah of Yah. It has not changed. What we have today is the liveliness of it. And it is not a heavy yoke on us, as the Pharisaic and the Sadducees put upon Israel. It's not based upon stipulations and innuendos and added dimensions. It's based upon the truth revealed unto Israel by the mouth of HaMashiach. That's what it's based upon. And we see the nuances and the power of this. We take great delight because we say it didn't take that. The only thing we had to do was to obey, hear, and do it. That's what the Ruah leads us into. It doesn't lead us into this foolishness, this damnable trash, these gyrations and all that trash. That is not of Yah. It leads us into the perfect order of Torah. The Ruah will come. It will lead and guide us into some truth. What it says in Kor, all truth. And his truth is the Torah. These lying dogs of hell, they have circumvented and they have perverted the right way because they're just like Baal. They're greedy. They're dogs. They're dogs. They're dogs. They're dogs. They're dogs. They're greedy. Would be nice if someone give T.D. Jakes a copy of this. Of course, he would not listen to it. But that's all right. Yah's not speaking to T.D. Jakes. Yah's not speaking to Paul Crouch, that faggot homosexual. I said to us other than the dining hall, we saw one of the greatest offerings of what to the religious world. We saw the one they call us up, Tammy Faye Baker. I don't mock anyone's death. Scripture tells us, rejoice not in the death of the wicked. Yah doesn't even take pleasure in that. So I don't take pleasure in that. But we saw this thing, this woman died on Friday evening, and the thing they did, they offered her up unto Molech Mokam. They set her body to fire, they cremated it. That is the offering that Yah forbid Israel not to offer their sons and their daughters up to Molech. And the people, they were just, I will use this, they were ingratiated by it. They were just overtaken by Tammy Faye Jezebel. Sure sign. Sure offering. That's what it was. She was offered unto Molech. She had the spirit of Molcham. We can reject it. We can try to say, well, Pastor Roberts, you're not sensitive. No, I'm sensitive to the word of Yah. I know what the word of Yah says. The hell with the emotions and the feelings. They offer her up to Molech. The fire of the god Molech. And they burnt her, and the whole world knows that. Sure they did. And then the celebration, you see, that's what they did. They will offer the children unto Molech Mokam, the gods, the Persian gods. And then what they would do after that, they would dance and have a wonderful time. That's what they would do. It is not of Yah. It's a sacrificial offering. And so they offer her up. And Yah, those that are not spiritual could never understand that. And Yah opened the eyes of simple men, simple men, simple men, simple women to see what the atrocity of this wickedness. that is based upon some God worship, but it's not based upon the life and the truth of Torah. It's not based upon Torah. And the people, they receive that without any question. It's alright. It is not alright. It is wrong. It is a devious practice of Moloch, Molkama. It is of the Egyptian powers. It is not of Yah. It is not of Yah. Even Yosef, he said, when you leave Misraim, you take my bones, you take them out. Don't leave nothing. Don't leave a toe bone. Don't leave nothing, because he signified the power of the body of HaMashiach. Now, one bone in his body was broke. I don't believe they left one bone of Yosef in that tomb. Every bone was retrieved. Hallelujah. You understand, true Israel, the bones are not going to be broken. For the strength and the calcium of our bones is the Torah. Sure it is. It's the medicine for Israel. If you obey the Torah, then none of these things that I have perpetrated upon Mizraim will come upon you. You walk contrary to it, then woe unto you. You will not fear me and tremble. You do not understand that I have set the bounds, even to life, even to the raging ocean. I have set the bounds. Oh, Yah set the bounds of that tsunami there in Indonesia. He set the bounds. He set the bounds for the hurricanes here. He set them. He's going to eradicate his vengeance of waxing hot against a people. And this nation is the cauldron of hell. She is what Yahshua called in scripture the queen of the north. She is the queen. She is the foremost one in the minds of every nation. She is the queen of the north. She is the bed queen. She sleeps with every kind of religious spirit there is. She induces and invokes every kind of religious spirit of whoredom there is. And that's why the people are weak and effeminate. They have no power of Almighty Yahweh. They have sown their birthright unto hell. They have no love for truth. The parents are teaching their sons and daughters to defy the Torah of Yah. The school activities and the events are more important than the Torah. To hell with those events. They pray their poll and they do their things on the Shabbat and they engage in activity. You wicked man, you don't love Yah. The man says he loves Yah, keep not his Torah. He's a damn liar. Hallelujah. So they involve them in everything but what is right. And they wonder why they're raising heathens bent for hell. They're raising them to revolt against Yah. They're raising them to be rebellious, full of witchcraft. And this is a damn stupid generation. It's damned into hell. Only a few. And few there be. Not understand it. Few there be that